兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
第一次来到这或者朋友们，大家好。
And friends and those joining us for first time, hi.
本来安排的讲员不是我。
Originally, I'm not the speaker.
我是代打。
So I'm the replacement.
Substitute.
A substitute. Sorry, substitute.
瑞他说要二月才能来。
Ray said that he will come in February.
所以呢，在我那一班上主日学的，你们今天就上两堂课。
So, those who are in my Sunday school class, they have two classes today with me.
那这堂课呢，这一段的时间呢，你们会在听到我讲到一些我们主日学正在谈的一个点。
So during this time, you will hear me mention what the point we also share during Sunday school class.
不过呢，会再深入一点。
But even deeper.
我们来一起打开提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
一章三节跟四节。
Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
在程序单里面，是四节跟五节。第五节，我想今天没有那个时间可以讲，我们就讲第四节，但第三节第四节我们好不好起音的方式一起来念一次。提摩太前书好的，我们一起来。我往马其顿的时候，曾劝你们人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从飘渺无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
As I besought thee to abide still in Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightst charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogy, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do.
这里我用的是中文版的和合版，就是最老的那本中文圣经的翻译。
I used the traditional Chinese translation.
我也不知道它为什么叫和合本啊，但是它的翻译在这里讲到信上所立的章程，就这个字。
The translation here is God's word, which is in faith.
但是它所用的中文那个章程如果翻回英文的话是 constitution 比较像那个字。
So if the Chinese uses here, if we translate back into English, then that's constitution.
你知道圣经的话语是原来写作的人他写的时候，经过在翻成中文的时候，常常会有一些不一样的地方。
So the words in Bible after translate into Chinese, there might be some difference.
所以章程这两个字有点离开它原来的意思。
So the word constitution might have already departed from its original meaning.
但是这个章程在中国人的背景上有一点点了解上跟这里不太一样。
But the word constitution in Chinese background, which might have different understanding here.
我们读圣经，我们知道新约有很多的卷书是保罗写的。
As we read the Bible, we know there are many books which are written by Paul in New Testament.
那保罗用字是很精准的。
And Paul uses very precise words.
那我也不知道为什么当年翻译过来中文的这些弟兄用了章程这两个字。
I also don't understand why do those brothers who translate into Chinese they use the word constitution.
但是这个章程这个字里面有很极深属灵的意思。
But this word constitution have a very deep spiritual meaning.
在这个字上面有很多的不同的翻译你们现在不是上主日学哈。
And there are many different translations in this.
那这句话的意思有很多的翻译中文也有很多的翻译来解释得更好。
There are many different interpretations for this word to try to explain better.
所以我待会会用几个地方来连接这个字。
So I will use different places to connect this word.
我说过这个章程这个字有一点故事的背景。
So I've mentioned this word constitution have some background.
在我们主日学班我讲过这个例子。
I did mention this example in my Sunday school class.
我们这个会所搬进来的时候是1999年6月的时候，我们拿到 key 可以进来这个会所。
It was in June 1999 that we got the key to enter into this building.
那天进来的有几个弟兄啊，结果那天是6月4号啊。
That was on June 4th, which a few brothers entered into the place.
所以你知道六四啊，这个很特别的日子，对不对？
Even though you know June 4th will be a special day.
那你也知道我们会所一门一打开进来，我们也吓一跳啊。
And also you know that we were shocked as soon as we enter in.
基本上来讲，这里面后来人家告诉我们，这里面住的 raccoon 比人还多啊。
And later on, we heard that the raccoons lived here. Even there were more raccoons than people who lived here.
所以我们从六月、七月、八月、九月就连续的昏天黑地，很多美弟兄姐妹、朋友们来这里rebuild 这个地方啊。
So all the way from June until September, there were many brothers and sisters and friends came to rebuild the place.
那时候。帮完我们 review 有好多弟兄，中间有一位特别，在很多事情上来 coordinate 的弟兄。
And there were so many brothers, helping us, but especially there was one of them helping to coordinate.
那这个弟兄他带了一个小小的黑板。
And this brother he brought a small blackboard.
他每天就把想要做的事情写在那个黑板。
And every day he wrote what he would like to do on that blackboard.
那我们就。找了一个很破的那个凳子啊，那个凳子现在是放在厨房，我们还没有把它丢掉啊。
And then we found a very that stool which was almost broken, and now we leave it in the kitchen.
它上面就写的，它上面就写楼下几个人。
And it's written that those who are downstairs.
楼上几个人。
And and those who are upstairs.
他就告诉你现在有哪些人在哪里做事。
And it tells you where how many people are working at which place.
那我跟他算是同工嘛，那我常常也看着这个人说，哎，你大概可以去哪里做事。
Since I was a co-worker with him, so I often see the person. I see that. Where might this person go to work?
强壮的就到最艰难的地方去。
So the stronger ones work at more difficult place.
那比较弱一点的，我们就派他到厨房去洗杯子。
And the weaker ones who are doing dishes in the kitchen.
我搬废物啊，搬一些东西把它丢掉。
Or throw away certain things.
那所以每一次来的人，我们要认得他。
So each person who come, we have to know him.
那如果你不认得他，就要问他贵姓，顺便有时候跟他说你是来干什么的。
And if we don't know that person, then we have to ask for their name and also tell them and ask them what's their purpose to come.
所以从六月到九月，我们每一次都还是有安排弟兄姐妹一直进来做事。
So from June all the way to September, we arranged different brothers and sisters to come to rebuild.
那因为这里天气很热，我们心里有时候会有点急躁，因为很多事情要赶出来。
Because it was so hot, so we felt somehow frustrated as we need a lot of things to be done.
那有一个弟兄那一天就来了，他穿得很正式。
And then one of the brothers came and he dressed very formally.
因为很正式，你就知道这个。你不会做工穿那么正式来嘛，所以要多问两下。
And because he dressed very formally, usually one would not dress up like that to come to work. Therefore, we had to ask him more questions.
那我们那位负责的弟兄，在写黑板的弟兄，刚好他跑到别的地方去。
And at that time, the brother who was writing up all the who was coordinating, he went to somewhere else.
所以他就我就问他你是什么人？
So I asked the brother dressed up formally, asked him who he was.
他就来就问了这句话，他说：“你们是教会吗？”
Then he asked, "Are you church?"
那我说：“当然是教会啊。”
Yes, we are.
他说：“你们是什么样的教会？”
So what kind of church you are?
啊，后来他就问了：“你们教会有没有章程？”
So then later he asked me, "Does your church have constitution?"
你知道这。突然傻了嘛，因为那时候手上连张纸都没有，哪来的章程？
So all of a sudden I didn't know what to say. I don't even have any paper on my hand.
我跟他讲，我们就是基督徒啊。他说你是不是路德会？我说不是。他说你是不是长老会？
I told him that we are just Christians. He asked me, are you Lutheran or are you Presbyterian?
他就基本是看建筑来 ID 我们。
He tried to identify us by looking at outside of the building.
我就说不是不是，我们就是普通的基督徒，没有什么会的会的。
I told him that we are just Christians. We are not denominational.
他就说我要看章程。
And he asked for that he would like to see the constitution.
那我实在被他很烦啊，这样你知道这个来去问也问了五六分钟啊。
And he asked me back and forth for about 5 or 6 minutes. I felt frustrated.
那我就看到 Isaac 的爸爸上来了。
Then I saw Isaac's dad, father came up.
那我就说太好了，他留给你。
So I asked Isaac's dad to answer all those questions.
那我就跑到楼下去了。
So I went downstairs.
那我上来的时候，发觉 Isaac 爸爸还在跟他讲话。
Then after I came up, I realized Isaac's father is still talking.
因为他实在也跟我一样，没有办法解释。
For because Isaac's father also did not know how to explain.
我心里有点偷笑哈。
I was laughing in my heart.
叫人家做事很容易哈。
It was easy to ask others to do the work.
解释我们自己很难。
But it's so hard to explain ourselves.
那后来 Isaac 突然不见了。
Then later,
爸爸哈，他爸爸爸，他爸爸突然不见了。
Later, Isaac's father all of a sudden disappeared.
那我想说，那这个人大概不满意就走了嘛。
So then I thought maybe that person who asked questions
就没有想到他还
disappointed,
他还站在那个门口那里。
And but actually he was still standing outside.
没有多久之后 ，Isaac 的爸爸就拿了一本圣经来。
And not long late after that, Isaac's father took out a Bible.
他说这就是我们的章程。
And he said that's our constitution.
他把整本圣经给了他。
And he gave that person entire Bible.
这在我里面印象一直很深。
That gave me a very deep impression.
什么是神在信上所立的章程啊？
So what is the edifying, God edifying the constitution which God set in faith?
这是非常丰富的一句话。
And that's a very rich word.
保罗第一次用这句话的时候啊，之前有一个人用过这句话。
Prior to Paul used this word, there's someone else used it.
那里是在路加福音啊。
That's in Book of Luke.
有人说提摩太书念的时候是很紧张的，就是他语气是很急促的。
When reading Book of Timothy, his words are very it's intensive.
因为保罗的这是保罗很末期的一段写信。
Because that's the very later period of Paul's life when he wrote the letters.
我们知道提摩太是他保罗的接他的人。
Timothy was
就接续他做事的人
almost like a successor of Paul.
所以保罗在写提摩太书的时候，他的口气有点急促，他们说的。
So when Paul wrote Timothy, that Paul seems very in a hurry.
就像他写到后面，他说你去操练身体，益处很少的。
So just like Paul said at the end that God the physical exercise still benefits a little.
所以保罗给提摩太书里面的字语都非常的精简，很重要的是他来告诉他。
So Paul gave very precise words to Timothy with very important words.
我们的日子里面常常有时候也有些事情会让我们很急促的。
Very often in our daily life, we feel very much in rush.
譬如你要去旅游的时候，你只能带一个小小的行李的时候，你就很急促的要 packing 那个行李。
Such as when we go on trip, we can only carry a small luggage. So very much in a hurry, we would like to pack it.
你不会带一些很不需要的东西哈。
We would not carry something not in need.
你不会带一个电熨斗，不会带一个大饭锅去哈。
You would not carry an iron or a rice cooker.
你大概会带你最随身最需要的东西。
You will carry what you need the most.
我知道他家最近都是开始带充电器哈，不知道为什么。
I know everyone will carry chargers with you.
各种充电器啊。
All different kind of chargers.
那你会带最重要的东西去。
You carry what's most important.
所以保罗对提摩太讲话的时候，他也是讲最重要的东西。
So what Paul told Timothy were most important.
他说不要去听那些这些荒谬无凭的话语。
Do not listen to all those fables and do not listen to all those fables.
然后那些无穷的家谱。
And endless genealogy.
这些不会使你在神的这个信的章程上会增长的。
which will not help you to grow in the godly edifying.
保罗特别用了这句话在这里跟提摩太书讲，提摩太来讲。
Paul specially used this word to Timothy.
如果你去查圣经的时候，第一次用这个字是在路加福音，路加医生他写书的时候，他也用了这个字。
If you search the Bible, the first time,
在路加福音十六章
it was in Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke 16.
那里是主耶稣对门徒讲话的时候用的一句话。
That was when Jesus told his disciples.
他说有一个财主的管家。
There was a steward of a rich man.
结果有人呢向他的主人来告他浪费财主的财物。
And someone accused the master about this steward who wasted the master's
goods. 那这个主人就叫这个管家来对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？
And then the master called the steward, saying to him, how is it that I hear this of you?
把你所经管的交代明白，经管的就是这个字。
Give an account of thy stewardship.
然后呢，因为你不能再做我的管家了。
For you cannot no longer be steward.
所以你发觉这字翻译不一样了。
So you find the translation is different.
就是这个管家所有经营所管理的。
That is all that the steward is being managing of.
这是主耶稣在地上讲的一个例子啊。
That's one of the examples our Lord.
你知道做管家不容易哈。
It's
not easy
to be a steward.
那你在一个富人家能够做管家，管家基本上是大大小小全部经营的。
Being a steward in a rich man's house, he has to take care of all things.
我们在这里大概有十六对还是十七对，新人结婚哈。
Here we have about 16 or 17 newlywed couples.
你知道那个结婚的时候，他们都要找一个什么
？So, before their wedding, they have to who they have to find.
他们要找一个总管，对不对
？They have to find a general coordinator.
我们这里面有一个，我们这里有一个最好的总管，你知道是谁吗？
Do you know who is our best coordinator here?
所以你们的孩子结婚还继续找他哈。
So you can continue to ask him to be your children.
他不会退休的。
He will never retire.
他每个 detail 都烦到你烦死了哈。
He will be very detailed and precise.
他要问你问到非常，你这个花要送到哪里
？And he will ask you where you would like to put this flower.
你知道那个不知道你那天参加 Christina 她的婚礼的时候啊。哲文走到前面的时候，任弟兄要把他的宝贝女儿交给哲文的时候，你知道谁在那喊说交？那是我们的管家在前面哦。
It was the steward. It was the coordinator who, told Brother Jan to give the his daughter.
他跑到这里哦，躲在这后底下，跟告诉哲文向前一步。
It was the coordinator who told the groom to step one step forward.
这是一个很好的管家哈。
He is a very good coordinator.
就顺便帮他广告一下，你要做一个管家不容易，你要完全信任他。
It's not easy to be a coordinator for the master have to trust him completely.
这里在讲这个管家，他所经营管理的事，他没有好好管。
Here talks about the steward. He did not manage all those things well.
所以主人找他来。
So the master asked him.
他说：“你把他交代明白。
”Give an account of thy stewardship.
不能再做我的管家了。
You cannot be my steward anymore.
后来这一段底下你念的时候，这管家有一段时间做一些事情。
Then afterwards, the steward did something.
这其实是非常违反常理的事情。
It's actually something against the normal logic. It's against the logic.
我在1988年在美国找到第一份工作哈。
In 1988, I found my first job in the States.
那时候查经班有一个年长比较比我们长的弟兄跟我们讲一件事情。
Back then, our Bible study fellowship, there's an elderly brother who told us something.
他在 IBM Financial 的公司做事哈。
He worked in the financial department of IBM.
那他说他有一次早上进来。
One morning he came in.
他另外一个同事一起进来。
And also one of his co-workers came in as well.
进来以后他把大夹克挂在那里之后，他老板就打了一个电话说要见他。
After he hung his jacket, then his boss call to ask him.
那他就看这个同事进到他的老板的办公室了。
The boss actually asked the colleague to see him. Therefore, the colleague went into the boss's office.
然后门就关起来了。
And then the door was closed.
然后呢，我们这个弟兄就告诉我，他说他没多久就看到一个 security guard 上来，就是一个警卫。
Then this brother told me that not long after that he saw a security guard came up.
然后门就打开了。
And the door was open.
然后这个 security guard 就看着这个人一直走掉。
And then the security guard saw this his colleague to walk away.
结果这个弟兄就跟我讲，他就去问他的老板发生什么事了。
So this brother asked his manager what happened.
因为在那个时候的那个年代哈。
Because back then.
我们知道电脑的 security 没有现在这么好。
The computer security was not as good as now.
所以那个人在里面跟他的老板谈了大概十分钟。
So his colleague actually talked with his manager for about 10 minutes.
那老板就告诉他说，我们要把你解雇。
Then the manager told the colleague that we'll fire you.
因为你 violate 了公司的 code.
For you have violated the code of company.
然后那个人很失望。
And that person got so disappointed.
他说你现在就可以走了，你今天你不用来上班，你就可以走了。
And manager told him that you can go now, you don't have to work anymore.
让这个员工非常难过的是什么事？
So what was the most disappointing thing for this colleague?
他门打开的时候看到什么？
What did he see when he's When he opened the door.
有些人离开公司是开欢送 party 嘛，对不对？然后一群人排队等你走。
Some people left the company with farewell party.
他看到一个很高壮的 security guard.
But actually, he saw a very tall security guard.
他跟他讲，我会看着你离开公司。
The security guard told the colleague that I will see you send you away from to the office.
你抽屉，你电脑。你所有的东西你都不能动了。
You cannot touch any of your work, your drawer or computer.
他那个 security guard 把他的外套拿在手上。
And the security guard even took the colleague's jacket.
他说我相信这是你今天唯一碰到的东西在这个公司。
I trust that this is something that the only thing you have touched today in the office.
我常常想到那个例子哈。
I often think of this example.
这是 standard fire 人的方式。
So this is a standard procedure for firing someone.
我常常讲说，我如果碰到这个事情怎么办啊
？I often think, what would I do if I encountered this?
我上礼拜才进了那么多泡面到我的抽屉里去。
I just put so many instant noodles in my drawer.
我都拿不走。
I cannot even take away.
那个 security 跟他讲哈，他说属于你的我会就是放在一个 box 寄回给你。
The security guard told the colleague that whatever belongs to you, I put everything in a box and send them to you.
我那时候每一次想到的例子，我心是凉到一半。
Every time when I think of that example, my heart turns so cold.
这么没有人性哈。
It seems so inhuman.
结果你看到这个管家，这个主人对管家说什么
？Then see what this rich man told the steward.
他说：“你去交代一下。”
Give account of thy stewardship.
这个比喻有多方面的意思在这里哈。
This example have many different meanings.
你知道我想要讲的一个思想是，弟兄姐妹有没有发觉这管家开始改变
？My thought here is what I would like to share is that have you realized the steward's his thinking has changed?
主人给他时间。
This master gave the steward time.
在他离开的时候有改变。
When he left, there was something changed.
而且这个管家，这个突然这个时候，他发觉他自己什么都不会。
And then the steward, all of a sudden, he realized he know nothing.
他所有的安排还是为了他自己。
And all of his arrangements was still for himself.
结果这主人还称赞他。
But then this master still praised him.
如果我是那主人，我是怎么样？也是一样嘛，就是找个 security 让他走嘛，对不对？
If I'm the master, I would probably ask the security guard to have the steward.
那更狠的还打一顿嘛，对不对
？And even worse, beat him up.
结果都没有发生。
But nothing like this happened.
还称赞一下这个管家真好。
And even say that this is a good steward.
重点是这些交代的职务，这些交代的职务，这个管家突然改变了他的经营方式。
The main point is all those things that master entrusted to the steward. Steward has changed his form of management.
你知道我们今天的生命啊，我们的生命这个是主给我们管的啊。
Our life today is what the Lord has entrusted to us.
我不管你信了主还没有信了主。
Whether you have believed the Lord or not.
我们生命，我们是做我们生命的管家。
We are the steward for our life.
你不好好管它的话，
If you don't manage it well,
有一天主叫你不要管了。
Then one day the Lord would tell you, don't even take care of this anymore.
那是何等难过的一件事情。
And how sad would that be?
今天你还有时间管理你自己的时间。
Today you still have time to manage your own time.
你认清你要有个醒悟的。
You need to be alert.
神把这么好的生命给你。
God has given you such beautiful life.
你有没有醒悟过来，我好好怎么管我这个身体？
Are you awakened to realize how I should manage my body?
我们常常浪费我们生命。
We often waste our life.
很容易就浪费掉。
Very easily wasted.
主一段一段的时间都告诉你，你如果不好好，我要怎么样？
And from moment to moment, the Lord tells us, if you don't manage it well, then what I will do?
你再把事情交代一下。
And once again, give account.
然后我们就要又修正一下。
And then, so we try to change.
还是为了我们自己嘛，对不对？
But again, still for ourselves.
但是我们改变了一点。
But we change a little bit.
我们醒悟过来一点。
We become awakened a little.
我们要知道，神把这个生命，每个人都一样哈，有一个一口气在。
God gave us all the same life with the same breath.
有人管的时间长一点哦。
And some people might manage this life longer.
有人管的少一点。
And some manage shorter.
你不要忘记。这是神给你很好的机会。
Do not forget, this is the good opportunity God has given you.
那这是路加在用这句话的地方。
And that's where Luke has used this word.
那保罗在哪里用呢？
And where does Paul use it?
保罗又在哥林多前书九章哈。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
哥林多前书九章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.
他那里讲到，我传福音啊，是没有什么可夸的，因为我是不得已。若不传福音，我便有祸了。哥林多前书九章十六节啊。
So here says that for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, yet woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
那十七节那里他说，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心呢，责任已经托付我了。那个责任那个字哈。
Verse 17, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if I against my will,A dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. The word dispensation.
你看这个字又用得更进入一点，责任，他已经托给你了。
So here it talks about responsibility has already been entrusted.
当然，他前面讲这责任是跟福音有关。
Of course, he did mention this responsibility has to do with the gospel.
是不是我们当机，对不对？自己要带圣经。
So please bring Bible yourself.
我常常讲停电怎么办？
Often I think, what if we lost power?
我的袋子里有两版圣经，一个是 tablet 版，要吃电的；另外一个是不用吃电的 paper 版。
I carry two types of Bible. One is the tablet, which needs to recharge. The other one is the paper type of Bible.
主来的时候可能一定没电了，我在想。
When the Lord comes, probably we don't have power.
然后他讲的责任已经托付我了，责任这个字啊。
And this word, dispensation of the gospel, which is the responsibility.
哪些责任是给你的？
What are the responsibilities trusted unto you?
我刚才看到孙建立啊，孙建立弟兄在教他的儿子，他儿子五尺十一寸啊。
I just saw brother's son was teaching his son who is 5 feet and 11 inches tall.
我里面就知道，这个责任一定是可以 pass 的。孙弟兄一定高兴得不得了。
I was thinking that this entrustment must be able to be passed on, and Brother Song must be so happy.
你早上来的时候，你会发觉有一群年轻人在帮我们擦桌子哦。
And when you come in the morning, you will find a group of young brothers and sisters wiping the table for us.
擦了三五年了。
And it has already been 3 to 5 years.
他们自动就跑到厨房去擦桌子了。
They just go to the kitchen themselves to clean the table for us.
你知道谁最高兴吗？
You know who is the happiest?
不是享受桌子使用的人。
Not those who are using the tables.
是他们的父母。
Are those parents?
因为他们知道什么东西。
因为他们
知道他们的孩子可以教徒。
Because those parents know that they can entrust to their children.
我们生孩子很高兴哦，然后孩子蹦蹦蹦就长起来了。
It's so happy to give birth to children, and we see those children grow up so quickly.
你最怕什么？
What do you afraid the most?
他倒垃圾也不倒，对不对？
They don't even throw away trash.
房间也不清，对不对？
And not clean their rooms.
一到厨房就说有什么东西可以吃的。
And they just go to the kitchen and ask what is there to eat.
坐下来到饭厅，爸爸还没坐下来祷告，他已经开始拿东西了。
When they sit down at the dining table, even before father prayed, then he started eating.
哪些事情在神的家中，神已经交给你的？
What are the things God has already entrusted to you in God's house?
常常有些人讲好几次，他就是不做嘛，对不对？
It's so often that someone said it so many times, but he doesn't do it.
有时候态度会转变一点。
Sometimes attitude might change.
有时候会改变一点做法。
Sometimes the way they do things might change a bit.
我们常常在这里也设了一些规矩哈。
And sometimes we do set up some rules here.
但是行出来都是打八折、九折、十折，一直打折的。
But there's always some discount when those rules are carried out.
那保罗在这里用，他说责任已经交付给你了。
But here it talks about a dispensation of the gospel is committed.
你若不甘心，还是交给你了。
Even if he is unwilling, but it's already entrusted.
盼望我们对着这个字啊，这个字是要你甘心的有这个责任啊。
So here it says there it should be willingly have this responsibility.
啊，再快一点，再来，他用了另外一个地方，就是在以弗所书里面。
And then other place he used is in Book of Ephesians.
System back up, 对不对？以弗所书一章十节啊。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10。
他那里讲要照所安排啊，安排。
Here it talks about in the dispensation of the fullness of time.
这个也是章程那个字。
And that's also the word constitution.
要在日期满足的时候，使天上地上所有的在基督里面同归于一。
In the dispensation of the fullness of time, might gather together in one all things in Christ,
both are
in heaven and on earth.
又宕机了、啊、今天是什么问题？宕机，宕机，宕机。下次聚会大家要带圣经来。
Next time, everyone should bring your own Bible.
照着所安排的。
According to the dispensation of the fullness of time.
神所做的安排。
God's arrangement.
你看、哦、在三章九节那里、哦、又有在讲三章九节，又使众人都明白这历世历代隐藏在创造万物神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And chapter 3 verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God.
什么叫安排好的事？
What is theThat's already been prearranged.
那我们常常安排的好的事会被打岔啊。
Often what we have already arranged could be distracted.
对不对？我们这里其实我们安排好的婚礼好像还没有突然那一天说 COVID 不结的哈，好像还没有，就安排好的都继续进行。
So far, all those weddings we have arranged have done.
你知道神安排的方式跟我们不一样哈。
God's arrangement is different from ours.
神安排的事是不会改变的，
God's,
一定会成就的。
God's arrangement will never change, which will definitely fulfill.
我想了一个例子哈。
I've thought of an example.
我们来到美国，大家都坐过飞机嘛哈。
So everyone, when everyone came to a state that you have taken flight.
航空公司把飞机的行程都安排好了。
All the airlines have already prearranged its routing.
你只能 interfere 哪一件事情？
What is the 你
能够参与哈，会打岔的是哪一件事情？
What is the only thing you can participate in distracting its procedure?
就是你买不买那张票嘛。
It's whether you purchase the ticket or not.
你愿不愿意登机嘛？
Are you willing to be boarding?
我相信我们这里大概照着大概坐飞机坐最早。
我
不知道。
他
就是说我常常知道有些弟兄常常坐飞机可能会体会这个例子更深。
I know for some brothers who take flight even more often might have deeper impression of this.
虽然这个例子不是很完全。
Even though this example is not perfect.
我必须用这个例子的原因是什么呢？
So what's the reason I have to use this example?
你坐到飞机，你指定的座位上，你就只能做一件 ，fasten your seat belt.
The only thing you can do once you sit on in your assigned seat in the flight is to fasten your seat belt.
然后门一关之后，飞机就起飞，对不对
？As soon as the cabin door is closed, then it's taken off.
全部都安排好了。
It's all arranged already.
对不对？要去那个地方，安排好了。
And even the place of your destination is already being arranged.
飞机开始在跑道，引擎开始有声音，什么东西都在变化的当中，你就是坐在那里。
So when the flight is on runway and the engine is on, all you can do is sitting there.
就是坐在那里。
Just sit there.
声音很大，对不对？
The engine is loud.
飞机飞上去了，对不对？
And the flight is taking off.
然后你听到叮叮叮。对不对？
Then you hear the sound.
然后上面就是告诉你，你就是系好安全带。
And it tells you to fasten the seat belt.
你什么时候可以引爆什么事情
？And when is it that you can involve in something？
他叫你吃东西嘛，对不对
？That is when they ask you to eat.
你唯一可以引爆就是吃东西嘛，对不对
？That's the only time you can be involved.
然后看电影，对不对
？And to watch movies.
上厕所嘛，对不对
？And go to the toilet.
你不可能跑到机前面敲敲门说我帮你开一下，对不对
？And you cannot go to knock the door in the front to tell the captain.
你也不可能跟机长说你飞错了，要飞伦敦，你飞到上海去了，不可能嘛，对不对
？Not possible. You tell the captain that you are flying the wrong route.
所有的事情已经 predestined 安排好了。
Everything has already been predestined.
但是你还是可以 involve 嘛，对不对
？But you can still be involved.
什么时候更多的 involve？
When
更多的参与
？More involvement you can participate.
就是飞机遇到乱流的时候。
That is when there's disturbance.
你会怎样
？What would you do？
你会发觉怎么样
？What would you realize？
会不会怎么样？你会紧张嘛，对不对
？Don't you feel nervous？
你那时候心里就说万一，对不对
？Then you think of what
你也不敢跟隔壁讲，是不是要，对不对？你不敢讲嘛，对不对
？And you don't dare to tell the person next to you.
你还是相信这个所有的安排的好好，对不对
？And you still trust that it's all predestined.
所以在飞机那上上下下的时候，你大概可以 involve 就祷告了嘛。
So during the disturbance, the only thing you can involve in is to pray.
这里在讲一个在日期满足的时候，天上地上所有的事情在基督里面。要同归于一。
And here talks about in the dispensation of the fullness of time, my God together in one, all in Christ in heaven and earth.
基督徒最享受的就是在这个飞机里面，虽然有上上下下。
What the Christian enjoy the most is in this flight, even though there's disturbance.
但是你非常确定，这所有的事情已经安排好了。
But you are so sure that for all things have already been arranged.
你不会改变你的旅程。
Your
在飞机上的时候，你没办法改变。
When you are in the flight, that you cannot change this trip.
所以我们要知道，神给我们的这些事情哦，给我们里面的是已经安排好的。
So we have to know that what God has given us is already predestined.
你要知道，他安排好的职分已经也交给你了。
And also, you have to know this predestined has already been entrusted unto you.
时间的关系，我们再看一下。当然，这里面还有一个讲到神里面的创造的奥秘是怎么安排的。
And also, it talks about what's the mystery of His creation being arranged.
奥秘哦。
This mystery.
我们没时间，我们再看哥罗西书啊，另外一个地方。
We don't have much time. Let's look at Colossians.
也用到这个地方，哥罗西书一章二十五节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 25.
他二十四节那里讲，他说：“现在我为你们受苦，倒觉得欢乐，并且为基督的身体 就是教会在我肉身补满基督患难的缺欠。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 24 says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and filled up what is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
那我照着那25节他说我照着神为你们所赐给我的职分做了教会的执事要把神的道理传得完全那个我的职分、哦、也是这个字
Verse 25 Whereof I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God This word minister and dispensation is also that constitution
他前面讲说这个职分跟受苦有关
He did mention this this ministry has to do with the affliction
跟受苦有关
has to do with affliction
而且呢是神是因为你们教会弟兄姐妹的原因把这个事情给了你
and for the brothers and sisters in church God has entrusted this to us
这个职分啊 这个职分就很像那个字叫 duty 那个 job 那个字
this word ministry is like the word duty
work、啊、或那个 job 那个工作
Like the work or job.
就是神因为你们把他这个工作给你。
For your sake, God has given him this work.
所以你不用去羡慕神给他的。
So do not be envious of what God has given to another person.
神给保罗的跟给你的不一样。
What God has given to Paul is different from what God has given to you.
我应该再用另外一个例子啊，我觉得这有一些例子很有意思。
I should also give another example which are interesting.
我们在美国很多弟兄姐妹朋友们，来了美国找工作哈。
Many brothers, sisters, or friends come to the States to look for jobs.
我很少看到来这退休的，有啦有啦。
Very rarely I see those who come here for retirement, even though there are some.
有些父母是要来退休的。
Some parents might come here for retirement.
结果他们 get a new job, 就是看他们孩子的孩子。
But those parents end up getting a new job that is to watch their children's children.
Even worse, 对不对
?That might be even worse.
对你孩子生了结果你要管。
Their children gave birth to children, but they have to take care of them.
那你的 job 更加的 insecure, 对不对
?So their job become even more insecure.
因为第一个你没有 pay 嘛
First, they're not getting paid.
你没有保险嘛对不对
And no insurance.
你也没有社会福利
And also no social security.
然后这 job 是你儿子或你女儿给你的
And those are jobs given by your children.
我觉得那是很光荣 的 job.
I think that's a very glorious job.
你知道我们到美国每个人都祷告在这边找到工作
For each one of us come to the States, we pray and found jobs here.
找到工作高不高兴
Are you happy when you find job?
没找到工作的人一定觉得说哇我希望我找到事找到事对不对
Or those who haven't found jobs, most likely they are hoping they can find one.
那你找到事你就还没找到事你写 resume 就开始跟教会弟兄姐妹想说我要帮我祷告找到事。
So before you found a job, you start writing resume and then you ask brothers and sisters in church to pray for you.
那有些弟兄不好意思祷告。结果他的姐妹就把这个塞到教会的祷告会来。
Some brothers might be too timid to ask for prayers, but then their wife might ask the prayer meeting to pray.
然后教会弟兄姐妹就帮他祷告，对不对
？Then brothers sisters start to pray for them.
那神就听祷告。
And God has listened to the prayers.
给了这个弟兄 job.
And given the job to a brother.
我记得我拿到第一份工作的时候
I remember when I got my first job.
我住在纽泽西哈。
I was in New Jersey.
在 Nutley.
It was in Nutley.
那我第一份工作在 Brooklyn 哈。
And my first job was in Brooklyn.
那你知道 Brooklyn 在哪里哈
？And you know where Brooklyn is, right?
你去 Bronx 看球的时候就可以去 Brooklyn.
You go to Brooklyn when you go to Bronx.
那我刚才进来的时候问了一下，郑玉丹，郑玉丹在 Brooklyn 哈。
When I came in, I asked Sister Yu Dan, and she works in Brooklyn.
那另外一个在 Brooklyn 的小叔听说搬走了哈。
And there's another brother who works in Brooklyn, but I heard that he moved away.
那有些人在纽约做事，非常的辛苦啊。
Some work in New York in New York, and they are very, it's very tiring.
但是你如果到 Brooklyn 去做事啊，你就疯了。
But if you work in Brooklyn, then that would drive you crazy.
我拿到第一份工作，高兴得不得了。
I was so happy when I got my first job.
我五点半那个车子打空档哈，退出车库来，因为怕吵到人睡觉。
I was afraid to wake up my family, so I had to leave home around 5:30.
因为我六点半一定要过 Brooklyn Bridge.
For I must pass the Brooklyn Bridge by 6:30.
我拿到第一份工作的时候很高兴。
When I got my first job, I was so happy.
整个公司都是犹太人。
The entire company was all Jewish.
两个印度人。
Two Indians.
那我第一次知道我是里面公司最笨的一个。
And for the first time, I felt I was the dumbest one in the whole company.
真的是最笨的一个。
Truly the one who's really dumb.
结果做了一个礼拜以后，就 CEO 召见我。
And after 1 week, the CEO asked me to see him.
那召见我，你也觉得哎？有一点点光荣，也有点惧怕。
And I felt in a way scared.
因为我不知道他会出哪一招啊。
Because I didn't know what he
would. 因为我过去的一个礼拜，我发觉我基本上什么事都不会做。
Because for that whole 1 week, I realized I couldn't do it. I did not know how to do anything.
就进到 CEO 的房间的时候，他的桌子上面收得干干净净的。
And when I went to CEO's office, his desk was completely empty.
他后面有好多他家人的照片，他是犹太人。
He was a Jew, and he has many photos of his family.
桌上非常干净，后来他从抽屉里拿出两样东西。
The desk was very clean, and he took out two things from his drawer.
一个信封。
One envelope.
一把钥匙。
And one key.
信封里面说，这是你这一周的薪水。
And
亲自给你啊。
For the envelope he passed to me, and he said that was my last week's salary.
那因为是美国人的方式啊，他说你 you open it.
And he asked me to open it.
因为我们中国人都喜欢把东西拿回家偷偷看，不喜欢骂一下嘛，对不对？他叫你 open it.
For Chinese, we usually like to bring home to see it, but then the CEO asked me to open it right there.
这是美国人的方式，他就是你当场要 open it.
So he asked me just to open it right there.
你有点尴尬嘛，对不对？
Actually, I felt awkward.
那我就是 open it.
So I open it.
350块钱。
$350.
这是这一周的薪水。
That was the salary for my last week.
够低了哈。
Was very low.
然后另外有一把钥匙。
And then a key.
他说这薪水是谢谢你这一周为公司的效力。
He told me that the salary is to thank me for my work for the company.
吓都吓死了，怕怎么样？你就可以走了嘛，对不对
？I was so scared. I thought that he would ask me to go.
啊，里面就是说很 mixed feeling.
So I had a mixed feeling.
那这个钥匙给你。
And then he gave me the key.
这钥匙呢是公司的钥匙。
And this is the key for the company.
我们非常信任你，把公司的钥匙给你。
We trust you very much, therefore I entrust the key of the company.
里面无上的光荣。
I felt so glorious.
这是多好的工作！感谢主，弟兄姐妹帮我的祷告。
So I thought, thank the Lord that all those brothers and sisters pray for me.
Key 给你是早上来开门。
And the key is for you to come to open door each morning.
Key 给你是晚上最后一个锁门。
And the key is for you to lock the door to be the last one.
我里面还是我们里面还是很高兴的。
I still felt very happy.
为什么
？Why was it?
是神给你的。
Because that's what God has given me.
五点半离开公司。
5:30 left the company.
九点半回到家。
Oh, arrive home at 9:30.
礼拜一到礼拜五。
From Monday to Friday.
礼拜五下午，所有犹太人去过安息日。
For every Friday afternoon, all the Jewish they went for their Sabbath.
那两个印度人一直做到六点半。
And the two Indians worked until 6:30.
包括这个老钟。
Including me.
礼拜五晚上锁了门，已经七点半了。
So on every Friday night after I locked the door, already 7:30.
在想你要走 George Washington Bridge 还是 Manhattan Bridge 还是 Brooklyn Bridge 还是 Williamsburg?
I was always wondering which bridge I should take to go home.
1988年没有 Google 告诉你哪一条路堵车不堵车。
1988, there was no Google to tell you whether there was traffic on which road or not.
我从那时候开始听1010。
Ever since then, I listened to 1010 the GPS.
1010 radio.
Oh, the radio.
我到现在还是听1010。
I still listen to this until now.
有人说那个英文很不好听。
Someone told say that the English was hard to understand.
他原则45秒之内可以把所有纽约所有的桥讲一遍。
In 45 seconds, it will go through all of those bridges in New York.
听过的人知道我在讲什么。
Those who listen to it understand what I meant.
慢慢就听懂了。
And then slowly I start to understand.
你在热车的时候，一分钟你听1010，你就知道你今天要走哪条路回家。
When I heat up the car, in 1 minute, I listen to this 1010 radio, and then I know which road I will take to go home.
神给你的工作不一定是一个好工作哦。
The work which God has given you might not be a good one.
对很多人来讲，不一定是一个好工作。
To many people, it might not be a good work.
但是拿到的人是存着感谢的心来拿到。
But those who has received it.Received it with thanksgiving heart.
保罗拿到一个工作，是他为教会感谢的工作。
The work that Paul has received is to give thanks for the church.
工作的里面的内容，说不定是非常艰难的。
Its duty might be full of difficulty.
我盼望弟兄姐妹，借这个例子可以想一想。
I hope that brothers and sisters can think about this through the example.
神在教会。所给弟兄姐妹的工作，如果按照保罗所讲的
，The work that God has given to brothers and sisters in church, if according to what Paul has mentioned,
是为了基督的身体
，is for the body of Christ.
而且呢，是有受苦
，and also there's affliction.
而且呢，是满了受苦
，and is full of affliction.
然后这个工作会跟耶稣基督的患难。有关
，and it has to do with the tribulation of Christ.
这是何等荣耀的工作
！And what kind of glorious work this is?
我们的日子在地上不多哈。
We our days on earth are not much longer.
借着提摩太前书的这段经文
，through the verse in First Timothy，
信上所立的章程，这个章程。
So.God is edifying this work, which is in faith.
它的解释非常的多。
It has many explanations.
但是我们要知道，神给你的职务。
The ministry which God has given you.
第一个，你要像路加所讲，你醒悟了啊，你改变了啊。
First, have to be like what Luke mentioned. You are waking up and you changed.
你知道这份工作。神所给你的，你不要做一个坏的管家。
So what God has entrusted to you, do not be a bad steward.
哥林多书那里他在讲，你要甘心的接受这个职分，甘心的接受这个职分。
In First Corinthians, it tells you you have to be willingly receive this entrustment.
那以弗所书他说他你要知道这个职分是所有的职分已经安排好的职分。
And in Book of Ephesians, you have to know that for this ministry, what has already predestined.
那哥罗西书最后讲的，你知道吗？你要认定这个是神给你的职分。
And what Colossians mentioned is that you have to know this is what God has given you.
你如果认定了这件职分
，For you have already know.
Accept 啊。
You have already accept.
甘心的认定啊。
And willingly accept it.
因为是神给你的。
For this is what God has given you.
我盼望弟兄姐妹借着这个分享
，I hope that through the sharing,
圣灵在这里面帮助我们
，and the Holy Spirit helps us.
我们一起祷告
，Let's pray.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you.
求圣灵在这里继续帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit continue to help us here.
有很多的事情我们可能现在不是很了解。
There are so many things we might not be able to comprehend at this moment.
就像我们弟兄所领着诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn our brother led.
或许是在未来吧。
It might be in some day.
而不是在现在。
Not now.
有一天，有一天，我们都会领会。
Someday, someday that we will understand.
愿圣灵在这边帮助我。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
愿你自己在我们的里面能够居首位，掌王权。
May you be the head and king ruling over in us.
让我们在地上所从你那里所领受的。
So what we have received from you while we are on earth.
我们宝贝。
We are so precious of it.
哦，祝福你自己的教会。
Do bless your church.
我们实在感谢你，祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.